The skipper smiled gratefully as Friar Bibble lifted the lid from a steaming tureen.
Ah! Good old freshwater shrimp and uproot soup. How did you guess I'd arrive in time for it, mate?
Bibble chuckled.
Indeed, to goodness, I only had to open one of my kitchen windows wide and let the aroma waft out. There, I said to myself, any beast within a league of that ain't worthy of the name Otter if he don't come running. And here you are, Banjon Wildlough.
Skipper winked cheerfully at Lysian.
Our Bibble's a wonder, ain't he, Mother Abbess?
Lysian commented wryly as she sliced into a sweet chestnut flan.
Oh, he has his uses, even though he doesn't know what seasons by seasons times seasons is, eh, Bibble?
The good friar pulled a long face.
Look you, ma'am, neither does any other creature, yourself included. Seasons times silly seasons.
Brink looked up from a deeper than ever turnip and tater and beetroot pie that he was sharing with Form Old Grud.
Deary me. And I thought you was all clever beasts. You don't know what seasons by seasons times seasons is.
Lysian paused with a slice of flan halfway to her mouth.
Oh, and I suppose that you do, Mr. Brink Greyspoke.
The stout cellar-hog could not resist grinning smugly.
Oh, indeed I do, Miss Mother Abbess Lysian. I've known that since I was only a little pincushion of a gibbon.
Silence fell over the diners at this revelation. Old Quelt treated Brink to a jaundiced glare.
So you know. Well, are you going to sit there grinning like a duck with two tails, or are you going to tell us?
Brink dug into his plate of deeper-than-ever pie decisively.
No, sir, I ain't going to tell you. Not when you ask in that manner, I ain't.
Sister Snowdrop tried a more friendly approach.
Pray, tell us, old wise keeper of our fine abbey cellars. How would you like us to ask you?
Brink munched away as he considered the question.
In a polite and helpful manner, sister. I can be coaxed, you know.
Skipper poured a foaming tankard of ale for his friend.
Mayhap a nice drop of prime October brewed movie, sir.
He winked at the others who soon caught on. They began bribing Brink with all manner of titbits.
Give that good hog a bowlful of woodland trifle.
Aye, and pour lots of metacream on it.
Here, Mr. Greyspoke, take my mushroom and gravy pasty.
Maybe you'd like a warm scone with some comb honey.
The cellar hog was graciously accepting all blandishments when Taggle Squiddlebay wrapped his paw with a spoon.
You tell him or I chop a tail off with a big knife.